We're going to start the ceremony. Hang on, I'll call Doug. We can call Doug. But we're going to start the ceremony. We have some cosmopolitan for this ceremony made by WATU. He went to Michigan State, so you know he's very capable on making drinks, among other things. He was my roommate at Michigan State. We started this in 2012 with a tribute to WATSK Joe Kesey, who, if you knew him, he was larger than life in so many ways. And his last wishes were he did not want any funeral services. He said, if you go to Dayton, he says, raise a glass in my honor. We've been doing this now for 11 years, so we thought a great deal of him. But we have this lady is bringing out the Cosmopolitan. Well, we've also expanded this year because we lost one of our field, one of our flea market partners, Bill Maxson, F4AR. We lost K3ZO, who everybody knew. Recently, we've lost K5NA. And earlier this week, we lost DL6RAI down in Aruba.
And W5SG.
W5SG, that's within the last week also. Any others that we've recently... GW3YDX, yes, Ron. Ron Stone, who was really a powerhouse also. And we have K9WA now is stepping in as a server. Jim is very good at this. He worked at a golf course. So he we got K5NA included in here. So right now, I mean, I'm just telling you, Joe Kesey was licensed in 1932. Within a week, he was in East St. Louis, Illinois, and within a week, he was working Europeans on 40 meters CW. Now that's a crackerjack, a born crackerjack. But would somebody like to see anybody say something about any of the other people? I think it's appropriate. Any memories you have? Jim, certainly you do.
Kids were the same playpen. That really hurt. But
yourself be careful out there.
Fred Lawn was my go-to guy for tan gallery projects from Southeast Asia. And Fred also sent me all the unclaimed QSL cards that he collected from the Bureau for my collection. He was a dear friend, and I certainly miss him.
He was one heck of a guy when he had to go to the Kansas City Contest Club to you know what, get in that other room. And how many of those calls I had missed, and you got me. Fred was always on top.
I remember that.
I was in several pileup competitions and I was in the, and he didn't use a narrow filter. He used a wide filter, he heard that much.
On a Drake R4B receiver for many years.
Can I just tell you something about Ron's GW3 quite yet?
I didn't actually know Ron that well, but a couple of years ago, my wife and I moved to PCH from London to Shrewsbury, which was only about 5 miles from Ron's place, but on the English side of the border, which was real known for having set various top-end records and contest successes. I think he was, I might be wrong here, but I think he was one of the first stations in Europe to get virtual state on and he still holds, I think, low power record, I think he worldwide, 160 CW. His funeral actually will be on Tuesday, in 2 days' time, and I will be going. I don't know if I'll be the only FOC person there, but obviously I will represent FOC, and his daughter Rachel, who I've been in contact with over the last few days, seeking amateur radio tribute. I will tell her that we've been standing here in Dayton, Ohio today.
She remembers very well here.
So we've been raising a glass to him, and I'm sure she'll be very sympathetic to that. So rest in peace, Rob.
Okay. Anybody from back there?
He was the former president of the Bavarian Conscious Club that I'm a member too. I'm Delta Lima 1 Quebec, Quebec. And it was shocking news what happened last Thursday when the tower collapsed in Aruba, that contest station that he recently bought. And we were really sad. Yeah, future plans. He wasn't that old yet either, so it was like 57, I think. So really sad.
And just to expand one more point on Ben, he's being inducted tonight into the CQ Contest Hall of Fame. Now it will be posthumously, but it was well-deserved, and we'll all be having a moment of silence from there.
That's the first posthumous award?
No. Okay. Anybody else?
Not at all.
I think we got them all. Sadly, we could stand here again next year, and there might be, We're losing our rights.
Sure.
Yeah, we certainly are. And you don't replace the kind of people that we lost recently. There's just nobody coming up to replace them.
Don't look at me like that.
Well, I mean, you do live close to me, but we tolerated each other for a long time. It's not easy. No, Goose is a good friend, and we jabber quite a bit at each other. Well, thanks, and everybody have a chance to have a cosmopolitan start, and there's probably some more, for anybody who would like.
Sure.
Thanks for coming here.